over the moon. He's been clueless for the last couple of months. He lost the dressing room months ago. The players weren't playing for him. And he just didn't really know what he was doing.
I knew that this was going to happen, and I've been really, really upset. It isn't his fault.
I think Stephen Presley had the potential to do something at this club. Maybe, all right, not win the league, but he had something. He had some potential. And we saw that last season. And in my opinion, as most managers have done recently, Stephen Presley had to do this job with his hands tied.
I feel very, very sorry for the man. I think he was a very good manager. As you've already said several times, he was hamstrung. And I believe that the reason he's been sacked now is to deflect the heat and put a smokescreen up from the real endemic cancer that is destroying Coventry City Football Club, and that is Sisu.
This is the fact. The players that we had last season, if we still had them now, we could have been there challenging for promotion. So I've just got this sort of feeling that now that Presley's been sacked, he's got to be paid off. Now, where's the money coming to pay him off for if the club's got no money?
It's another nail in the coffin. It doesn't get any easier supporting this club. Sometimes you wish you'd have been born in a different city and at least you might have had a bit of success. It's just laughable. Our club is a laughingstock.
I'm probably going to get shot down in flames on this one, Vic, but if you look at the current form, and you can only go on current form, the current form of the bottom six clubs, seven clubs in fact, we could, and I think we will, with the addition of the new manager syndrome, miss out on relegation.